Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Our immune systems work hard. Every day they battle to protect us from infections. But research shows that our immune response may make us vulnerable to the very same bacteria it's trying to protect us against. A study published in the journal Immunity reveals a certain protein in our immune system enhances the growth of some bacteria, like Salmonella, which causes food poisoning. They say it seems a protective response may help the growth of something like Salmonella by suppressing growth of its competitors. Researchers from the University of California, Irvine say their findings have important implications for the development of treatment strategies. And in other news, here's some encouraging information in the fight against brain cancer. A clinical trial co-led by researchers at Mayo Clinic Cancer Center and Wake Forest School of Medicine found that adding chemotherapy following radiation treatment improves survival for adults with low-grade gliomas by about 5.5 years. Now, gliomas are tumors that begin in the brain or a spinal cord, and they are the most common form of primary brain tumor. Here's Mayo Clinic Dr. Jan Buckner.
Low-grade gliomas is a kind of slower-growing tumor that arises in the brain. And there are different varieties, but usually it occurs in men more than women, in young people in their 20s, 30s, 40s. And most of the time, the first sign that there's anything wrong is that the person has a seizure. I think the next stage is, okay, can we identify patients that are most likely to benefit from treatment? So we're in the process of analyzing the tissue, tumor tissue, from the patient so that we will be able to say who really should be treated.
And here's news about vitamin D and multiple sclerosis. A study led by the Harvard School of Public Health shows for patients in the early stages of MS, low levels of vitamin D were found to predict how severe the disease would be and how quickly it would likely progress. These findings suggest that patients in the early stages of MS could stave off symptoms by increasing their vitamin D intake. Now, research says since low vitamin D levels are pretty common and oral supplements can safely raise them, this information could lead to better outcomes for many patients. Now, MS is a central nervous system disease that causes problems with things like muscle control, vision, balance, and thinking. The researchers say getting proper vitamin D levels for these patients should become standard of care. And this was published in the journal JAMA Neurology. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.